You're listening to Power FM. And here's a Crazy Kevin show.
It's Crazy Kevin from Power FM on our business section. And I've got a lovely gentleman here with me. What's your name?
Rodney Watt.
Now, Rod, whereabouts are we today?
We're at Dornbush Partners today, Kev.
Well, Dornbush Partners, what is the company all about?
We're a financial advisory, financial planning institution. We help people set their financial goals and achieve them.
There's a lot of financial planners and people out there. Are you beholden to any company or do you go to anyone?
No, Kev, we've got our independent investment license, so we're not biased towards any financial institution at all, which makes it really good to be able to customise our advice to the client's needs. So we're not biased by any investment institution as such.
So what's your involvement with the company? What do you do?
Yeah, I'm a financial advisor myself. There's five financial advisors in the business at the moment. I specialise in superannuation advice, just investments in general, and insurances as well, like your life insurance, disability insurance, trauma insurance, income protection insurances as well. So most people come to us for investment advice.
So superannuation, being originally from England, that's a big grey area for me. Can you do a little bit overall, how can you put money into superannuation?
Yeah, superannuation, it's to some people it's a mystical beast, Kev, and a lot of rules and regulations and sometimes confusing for people, and that's why we're here, to provide advice for people, depending on their stage of life, what they're trying to achieve, when they want to retire, what age they want to retire. We get people wanting all different types of things in regards to, some people want to retire early, some people are happy to retire later because they love their work, happy to retire later. We customise the superannuation strategies to help people achieve what they want to achieve in retirement.
Big tax benefits.
If it's structured in the right way, people retire, they can be living off an income out of their superannuation tax-free. So there is big tax benefits if it's structured in the right way. Yeah, like I said, superannuation can be confusing for some people. It's important to get the right advice, to structure it in the right way, to help people live the way they want to in retirement. We get a lot of people coming through our doors at the moment just with very low interest rates, historically low interest rates in Australia. Money sitting in a bank account might be earning 1% or 2% interest, and that's just not enough to provide them for an income in retirement. So they come to us and say, what other investments are there out there, whether they be inside superannuation, outside superannuation, shares, property. There's a lot of different options out there that we guide people and to provide, like I said, to provide an income in retirement, because a lot of people in retirement at the moment just aren't receiving enough income to live on.
We're talking about your clients. Whereabouts do your clients come from?
Most of our clients are referrals, to be honest with you, Kev. Like, it's from existing clients, talking to their friends and relatives or whoever, or workmates, colleagues. It's a personal relationship type business, Kev. So, people want to deal with people that they know or referred to, that they know that they've got some background in the industry and they've got some runs on the board, so to speak. Yeah, mainly referrals from friends and family, and also professionals as well. We get quite a few referrals through from accountants and solicitors and people like that that know what we do. They know we've been doing it for a lot of years now, so we've got, like I said, a lot of runs on the board, so they're confident with what we do and how we can help people.
So come on, final question. Who is your perfect client?
My perfect client? Well, perfect clients, like, a lot of people are time poor these days, Kev. Like, people sometimes want to try and invest their own money, but they're just time poor. So time poor people that we can really help. I suppose aspirational people that actually want to do something to help improve their financial well-being. I suppose they're the two main aspects of a perfect client, that actually want to do something to improve on things. They're a little bit time poor, but willing to receive advice. So yeah, they're the perfect client. Maybe professional people, business people, family orientated people. Like, there's no rhyme or reason for the exact perfect client, but we can help all of the above.
Well, Rod, how can people contact you?
We've got a website at Dornbush Partners, so you can go to our website and email us with an inquiry if you want to go that way. You can phone us and ask for one of the advisors here. So either way, the first appointment's, there's no cost for the first appointment. Basically, the first appointment's come in, get to know us, see if we can be of help to you and that you're comfortable with us as well. So that's the first meet and greet meeting, and then we go from there to see whether we can help you.
If you want any advice or whatever, speak to Rod, and it's been great chatting today. Thanks for some great information that we've had today. Thanks, Rod.
Thanks, Kev. Thanks very much.
It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week. You choose the ones he'll play. It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week.
Yes, yes, yes. It's time for the Golden Album of the Week. And this week it's been selected from Rod, who we had a talk with earlier on from Dornbush. Thanks, Rod. And Rod has asked for a bit of Dire Straits. And what we're going to play for you is The Brothers in Arms. We're going to take three tracks from that amazing album, which won 2 Grammy Awards in 1986 and also won the Best British Album of the 1987 Brit Awards. Also, Brothers in Arms was the first album certified 10 times platinum in the UK and the 8th best-selling album in UK chart history. It's certified 9 times platinum in the United States and is one of the world's best-selling albums, having sold over 30 million copies worldwide. Wow-wee! So what we're going to play for you first is So Far Away. It was a lead single from Brothers in Arms and was released on the 8th of April 1985. So here we go, our Golden Album of the Week. Once again, thanks, Rod. It's So Far Away from a great album from Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Crazy Kevin out about, and it's our musician speak on Power FM. I've got two lovely people here. What's your name?
Emma Johnson.
Julian Latchman.
And Emma, you've just been playing down here at the Camellia Show. What's the name of your band?
Our band's name is Electric Friday.
So why'd you call it Electric Friday?
It just had a good ring to it.
And what sort of stuff do you play then?
We play a range of different things, like basically anything you could think of.
And tell our listeners, how old are you?
I am 15.
And how old are you, Julian?
I'm 16.
And what school do you go to, Julian?
I go to Toowoomba Grammar School. Four of us in the band go to grammar and two of them go to your girls' school, Fairholme College.
So how long have you been playing music for?
I've been playing music since I was about 4 years old.
No way.
No, that's how long it's been. Been a long time.
And you play keyboards in the band. Do you play any other instruments?
Yeah, I play the violin as well. That's my other instrument.
That's a little bit different then, isn't it?
Oh, not really. They're pretty similar, but I love them both, though. They're great.
And have you got any musical influences then?
Oh, for me personally, I really like Billy Joel and Elton John and that. You know, those really good piano players. But I think the whole band, you know, we're really inspired by the Beatles, you know, maybe ABBA or something like that, those type of bands.
But also, you do new stuff as well, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. We just try and mix it up a little bit to make sure that all the crowd gets a bit of what they want to hear.
And who do you like? Any musical influences from you?
I like ABBA.
So, Julian, have you done any gigs at all?
As a band, you know, we've done about, this is about our sixth or seventh gig. We mainly do a lot of school-based stuff, and they're really easy to get. You know, we just ask, and they usually just let us play. But like last year, we performed at the Carnival of Flowers Food and Wine Festival, and, you know, able to open with, for, you know, the Angels and Darryl Braithwaite. It was just incredible.
What was that feeling like?
It was so, like, I was really nervous at the start, but then you get into it and it's really fun, and I hope we get to do it again this year.
Well, you've whetted everybody's appetite now. What are you going to play for us now?
Oh, we're going to play a Portugal the Man number called Feel It Still.
Hey, good luck for the future, guys.
Thank you very much.
Hotline, and you tuned in to the Crazy Kevin Show.
Power FM!
Yeah.
It's time for our second track on the Golden Album of the Week. And of course, we've got Dire Straits with you, with Brothers in Arms. The next track selected is Walk of Life. Once again, thanks, Rod, for choosing a bit of Dire Straits for us. Now, this track peaked at number 7 in the US charts and was their biggest commercial hit in the UK, peaking at number 2. The track also appeared on 3 compilation albums. And the song was nearly excluded from the album when the co-producer Neil Dorfman voted against its inclusion, but the rest of the band outvoted him. The original music video for the song, made in the UK, features a busker or street musician wearing the same shirt as Mark Knopfler intercut with the band performing on stage. However, the American version of the video, featuring comical sports highlights footage in place of the busker scenes, proved more popular, with the busker version being largely dropped. So here we go. It's our Golden Album of the Week. Don't forget, if you've got a Golden Album that you want, drop me a line to crazykevinparfm@gmail.com and we'll try and get it on the show. Here's The Walk of Life from Dire Straits.
Oh,
It's Crazy Kevin out on Power FM with our special segment all about lawyer speak, trying to make it a little bit easier for people out there. Today, I've got the lovely Kim Breeze from Breeze Lawyers. And what are we going to talk about today, Kim?
I thought today we would touch on advanced health directives.
So that means later in life when you've not got the capacities and things like that. Is that what you mean?
It's not necessarily a later in life. So anybody at all over the age of 18 years that has the legal capacity to make one can enter into an advanced health directive if they choose to do so. But certainly what it is making now, while you have the decision-making capacity, the decisions as to what medical intervention you perhaps would or would not want if you were in the final stages of a terminal illness or injury at any stage in your life.
So is this like doing the power of attorney or a will again? It's a different thing.
It is a separate thing again to your will and power of attorney. So obviously your will is about the dispersal of your assets once you have died. Your power of attorney or your enduring power of attorney document is allowing someone certainly to make personal and financial decisions for you if you are deemed incapable. But there's a whole lot of those things that don't extend to end-of-life decision-making. Certainly the situation is if you don't have an advance health directive and you find yourself, as I say, in those terminal stages of an illness or injury, and at that stage you can't tell the doctors what medical intervention you would or would not want. Basically, we have a situation where, firstly, the medical mandate is to preserve life at all costs. So they will try and resuscitate you, etc. Beyond that, they will speak to your next of kin. So if you're married, it would be your spouse or de facto spouse. And of course, if the whole whether or not you're de facto is a little bit of a grey area, can create some issues for some people. Failing that, it would be your adult children or other next of kin. If you have an enduring power of attorney and have appointed someone to make personal health decisions for you, it would be that person. And failing that, it might be that someone is appointed, makes an application and is appointed through the office of the adult guardian to make those decisions. But if you don't want any or all of those people potentially making the decisions for you, you can do an advanced health directive which says, these are my decisions, they're binding on everybody, this is what I would like to have happen, or in many cases, not happen.
Once again, it's been great talking to you, Kim, today. Now, if anybody needs a bit more information, because you've got lots of pamphlets and things, how can they contact you?
Absolutely. They can just pop into our reception and grab some information flyers. They can jump on our website at www.breeselawyers.com.au and download some fact sheets. They can have a look on our various Facebook pages, or they could just give our girls a call.
Once again, it's been great chatting to you today. Till next week, thank you, Kim.
Pleasure as always.
Time for our third and final track from the Golden Album of the Week, a bit of Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms. We're going to play for you now Money for Nothing. The song's lyrics are written from the point of view of two working-class men watching music videos and commenting on what they see. The song features a guest appearance by Sting singing background vocals, providing both the signature falsetto introduction and backing chorus of I Want My MTV. The groundbreaking video was the first to be aired on MTV Europe when the network launched on the 1st of August 1987. It was Dire Straits' most commercially successful single, peaking at number one for 3 weeks in the United States, number one for 3 weeks on the US Top Rock Tracks, and number four in the band's native UK. Also, Money for Nothing won the Grammy Award for the Best Rock Performance by a Duo or Group in 1986, and the video won Video of the Year at the third MTV Music Awards. So here we go, Money for Nothing from Dire Straits at Golden Album of the Week. Hope you enjoy the Crazy Kevin Show.
Next time.
We're at the World Gym, it's our fitness time again. I've got a lovely new lady with me today. What's your name?
Annalise.
Annalise, what we're going to be talking about in the next few weeks?
Supplements and how they can benefit everybody in their everyday life.
How long have you been involved in the fitness industry?
Coming on 9 years now, personally.
And what do you enjoy about it?
Absolutely everything. It's a mental game. It teaches you so much. Not only do you gain from it in so many ways, but teaches you a lot about yourself, which is awesome.
First question for you is, do you need to be a gym goer every day to take supplements, or can anyone take them?
Look, absolutely not. Supplements can help everybody in everyday life, whether it's simply whether you can't intake your 3 litres of water a day. A BCA can definitely help you intake more water, because not only do they taste amazing, but they rehydrate you. You're also getting your essential branched chain aminos into the body at the same time. Supplements can also help with gut health, obviously vitamins, protein intake, kids, tradies, more mature aged men and women. There isn't one person that cannot walk into the pro shop here at World and I cannot recommend them something that will benefit them.
So Annalise, what's BCAs that you just touched upon?
BCAs are branched chain essential aminos. So basically they rehydrate you, they're great for endurance, muscle repair.
Brilliant. Well, listen, thank you so much, Annalise, for this week, and we'll be speaking to you next week from the World Gym. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Y'all still want me to come with you? Yeah.
the end of the show once again. Hope you've enjoyed yourself. Now, don't forget, have you got any jokes? Have you got any stories? Would you like me to interview you? Are you a local business? A musician? Have you got a golden album of the week? Just three tracks, that's all I need. Drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and I will get back to you. So until the next time, bye 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 bye.